Misfits Audio Productions presents Restored Old Time Radio. We claim no rights to it. This is released free for entertainment purposes only, to restore interest in the golden days of radio. Thank you to Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com for intro music. Remember to visit MisfitsAudio.com.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Beyond the orbit of Mars, a small rocket scout patrols the blackness of the void, holding a steady course back and forth between the asteroid belt and the red planet. This is a ship on Comet Watch, the loneliest tour of duty in the entire Solar Guard.
Spaceport Control from Sector 7, Comet Watch, come in.
Sector 7 from Spaceport Control, Captain Strong here. Go ahead.
Captain Powers reporting. Time 0600, nothing to report. This sector, quiet and empty.
Sounds as dull as last year's newspapers.
Sure is, Strong. Hey, what are you doing on control watch anyhow?
Just filling in. One of the boys is on sick leave. But I'd much rather be here than pulling your duty.
I'll bet. It's enough to make a guy believe in space gremlins. Oh, well, only 12 more days and I'll be relieved.
Try not to get into any mischief.
My chance. Hey, wait a minute.
Huh? What's up?
Just spotted something out there in space.
Well, some action for you at last. What is it, some purple space junk?
No kidding, Strong. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. Large, oddly shaped, riding in parallel orbit with me.
Probably a stray asteroid.
Maybe. But did you ever see one on fire?
What?
Yeah. Looks like thousands of sparks flashing all over it. But contact your latest, Strong. This, I've got to check.
Unit reporting for duty as ordered, Captain Strong.
All right. Stand easy, cadet. Corbett, what do you know about Comet Watch Patrol?
Well, it's a rocket scout that patrols outside the Mars orbit, watching for stray meteors and comets that might cross the space lane.
And how does it operate, Astro?
Well, the ship has a one-man crew. Everything aboard is automatic, including the signal, which is fed right to Astrogation Service here at the Academy.
Manning, can you add anything?
All I can say, sir, is that after a 30-day tour of duty like that, you come back talking to yourself.
Captain Strong, I may be out of order for asking this, but did you call us in just to quiz us on the Comet Watch?
No, Corbett. Just wanted to be sure you had the background to this operation.
What operation, sir?
Captain Powers on Comet Watch in Sector 7 has failed to report in the last 24 hours.
Hey, that sounds like trouble. All Comet Watches are supposed to check in every 6 hours.
Exactly.
Well, what about the automatic tracer beam? Is that cut out, too?
No, we're still getting it. The ship is holding its regular patrol orbit.
Well, then nothing could have happened to the ship. That's a cinch.
No, it's Captain Powers. Something's happened to him, and it's our job to find out what. So report to the Polaris immediately and prepare for blast-off in exactly 10 minutes. Won't be long now, Tom. We should sight the scout any minute.
Radar bridge control deck, check in.
That may be it now, sir. Control deck eye, go ahead, Roger.
I've got it, Tom. The rocket scout, right on my scanner.
Beat it down here, Manning, quick.
Aye, sir. There she is, you've got her.
That's the Comet Watch ship, all right.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with it, sir. She's not trailing any vapor.
See if you can establish audio contact.
Right, sir. Rocket cruiser Polaris to Comet Watch. Rocket cruiser Polaris to Comet Watch. Come in, Regulus. Well, it's no use, sir. There's no answer.
I'm not at all surprised, Tom. Take a look at her. You can see her through the viewport now. Tell me, how does she strike you?
From where I sit, sir, that rocket scout reminds me of a ghost ship. Drifting in space.
investigating the strange silence of Captain Powers, the Solar Guard officer on Comet Watch Patrol, Captain Strong and the space cadets find the small rocket scout drifting in space like a weird ghost ship. Launching a jet boat, Tom and Captain Strong cross over to the scout and board her.
Keep your helmet on, Corbett. Wait till the air pressure in the lock is equal to the pressure in the ship.
Of course, sir. Looks like the mechanical equipment of the ship is in good working order. She's cycling all right. Air pressure equalized. Portal open, sir.
Good. We can take off these fish bowls and go inside.
Everything down here seems to be okay, sir.
Yeah. Let's go to the control deck. Companionways through here.
Right, sir.
Just a minute. Better let me go first.
All right, Tom. Come on. No one here on the control deck.
Looks to me like the ship is deserted. I don't think there's been anyone here in days.
It just doesn't make any sense. You stay here. I'll go topside. Maybe...
Wait a minute. What's the hatch? It's opening.
That's the hatch, and it leads right into the sleeping quarters. Get ready, Corbett. This may mean trouble.
All set. Nobody's coming out, sir.
All right, you. In there. Come on out. Come out or we'll blast you.
Captain Strong, it's only a kid.
Great Jupiter. Well, take care of him, Tom. I'd better have a look in here.
All right, sir. Oh, how in blazes did you get here, Sonny?
My father brought me.
Your father? Say, is Captain Powers your father?
Yes, sir. I'm Jody Powers.
Corbett, come in here.
Come on, Jody. You stick with me. Yes, sir. What's it? Great Galaxy, is that Captain Powers?
Yes, and he's unconscious.
My father's been lying there like that for 2 days, sir.
What's wrong with him, Captain Strong?
I haven't the least idea, Tom. He has a raging fever, and he's delirious. Whatever hit him must have been very sudden and just as violent.
He's still in full uniform, even his boots. Looks like he just collapsed.
Sir, is my father going to die?
He's very sick, son. We'll do all we can to help him. But can you be a real spaceman now and help us?
I don't know, sir. I'll try.
Well, tell me, when did your father get sick?
2 days ago. I woke up and found him lying on his bunk. I tried to wake him up, but I couldn't.
Was he all right when you went to bed?
Yes, he was fine. He was watching something through the viewport. He was very excited.
It must have been that sparkling asteroid that he reported, sir.
And did your father always take you along on these trips? It is against regulations, you know.
Oh, no, sir, not always. This is the first time. Dad told my Aunt Julia that he wanted me with him this time. He said it wouldn't be so lonely out here if I came along.
I see. Well, Tom, whatever caused this, one thing is certain. We've got to get Captain Powers to a hospital and get him there quickly. You take Jody over to the Polaris in the jet boat. I'll rocket back to Earth with Captain Powers in this scout.
Alone, sir?
Yes, Tom. And until a ship can be sent out to relieve you, the Polaris will have to stay on Comet Watch.
Fellas, we're having company. Meet Jody Powers.
Hello.
Huh? A kid.
Hey, Jupiter.
Of all the blasted...
Leave it to you, Junior, to fish something like this out of space.
Close your exhaust, Roger. Jody's had enough trouble without listening to your space gas.
Who is he, Tom?
Captain Powers' son. His father's very sick, so the skipper is blasting back to Earth with him and the scout. Captain Powers needs medical attention fast.
But what do we do now?
Oh, you're going to love this, pal. The Polaris is staying here on Comet Watch until relieved.
What?
And we're taking care of Jody, too.
Well, three cheers for the crew of the Polaris. Not only are we stuck with Comet Watch, but the big space heroes have suddenly become babysitters.
Blasted, I wish that relief ship would arrive.
Me, too. You realize how long we've been in this tub, Junior? Seeing nothing but these gray walls inside and black empty space outside.
Well, what do you want us to do? Arrange a pretty landscape out there for you?
And that kid, Jody.
What about him?
He's getting in my hair. Why does he always have to tag after me?
Ah, he's just lonesome, and he happens to like you.
Why? I'll never know.
Well, do us both a favor and keep him out of my hair. He's getting to be a pet.
Hey, there goes your space junk warning. Better get a fix and report to spaceport control.
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to let a meteor plow right into Commander Arkwright's window. And listen, remember what I said. Keep that kid off the radar bridge.
I don't know. When they gave Manning a heart, they must have carved it out of a Martian ice cap.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, hello, Jody.
What have you been doing?
Just looking around on the power deck.
Hey, how about something to eat?
No, thanks. I'm not very hungry, Astral. Where's Roger?
Up on the radar bridge.
May I go up there and visit him?
I think you better stay down here with us for a while.
I'd rather go up there. I'm sure Roger will be glad to see me.
Oh, sure. He'll be so happy, he'll blow his jet.
I'll see you later, fellas.
What are you gonna do? We make a fuss over him and he brushes us off. Roger pushes him around and the kid worships him.
Meteor sighted on orbit, cutting space cave 3. That is all. End transmission.
Hello, Roger.
You here again? I thought I told you to stop following me.
I know. But if I just sit here real quiet, can't I watch you work the radar scanner?
That's not fake, kid.
You know, I bet you're the best astrogator in the whole academy.
Well, look, I wouldn't say that. Captain Strong's pretty good, too. I pulled this crew out of plenty tight squeezes.
Now, lucky to have you on their crew, Roger. You are a real spaceman.
Yeah. Hey, what am I gassing with you for? I got work to do. Come on, I'm taking you down to the control deck, and this time you stay there.
Oh, go blow your jet.
And don't let me catch you. Huh?
Stab your tubes, Manning.
Why, you little... Hey, you've got spirit. You know, you're not such a bad kid at that. I think I'm beginning to like you.
You are?
Yeah, I guess you and me can do business together. But not right now. It's way past your sack time.
Oh, Roger.
You heard me, Junior, and a good space cadet always obeys orders.
A space cadet? Me?
Well, space cadet J.G. Now, come on, let's blast. I'll take you below.
Say, isn't that your space junk warning?
Yeah, probably just another pebble. Forget it.
But shouldn't you report it?
I can do that later. Now, cut the stalling. You're going to sack in this minute. Come on.
Great galaxy, Tom. Did you ever see anything like that in your life?
No, it looks like the whole asteroid is shooting off sparks.
Hey,
turn that alarm off, will you, Astro?
Oh, sure thing. You think we'd better check Roger, make sure he's reporting it back to spaceport control?
No, whatever you say about that joker, at least he's always on the ball.
I wouldn't bet my life on it.
Hey, Astro, I just remembered something.
Huh?
What? Captain Strong told us that in the last audio contact he had with Captain Powers, Powers reported seeing a strange asteroid. An asteroid that shot off sparks.
Hey, that's right. You think there's a connection?
Well, I can't be sure. But this better be reported to the skipper, too.
Okay, I'll tell Roger to start calling.
You tell me to what?
Roger, what in blazes were you doing below?
Putting Jody to bed. And no wisecracks, Astro. That kid's okay.
Then you haven't reported that meteor.
What meteor?
Look out there, bubblehead. See it?
It's drifting away from us now.
Yeah, what's so important about that?
Are you space happy? That's the same meteor Captain Powers saw when he made his last report. The one that looks like it's on fire.
Oh, so what? There's plenty of time to report it.
How? You didn't even get a fix on her. Now you can't project her orbit. It's too late.
Stop fusing your tubes. It isn't that important. 9 out of 10 of the meteors we report don't go anywhere near the space lane. This won't be any exception.
By the rings of Saturn, sometimes I could take you
You could take me and what?
Hey, hold it, you two. We're getting a call on the teleceiver. Rocket Cruiser Polaris, Cadet Tom Corbett here. Go ahead.
Corbett, this is Captain Strong.
Oh, yes, sir. How's Captain Powers? Did you get him back in time?
He was still alive when I landed, but that's about all. The medicals are doing their best for him now. You'd better not tell Jody anything until we're sure, one way or the other.
Of course, sir.
Tom, don't forget to tell him about that meteor.
Now, listen, Corbett. The main reason I called you is about that meteor.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir. I was just going to...
If you see it, I want you to stay clear of it.
What?
We're not sure, but we think it caused Captain Powers strange illness and the deaths of 3 other Solar Guard officers in the past 15 years. So the order returned to Space Academy immediately.
What about our release, sir?
Comet Watch Patrol in Sector 7 is to be temporarily abandoned. We're not taking any chances. What is that, your order?
Yes, sir, but...
That's all. End transmission.
Fellas, did you hear that?
Yeah, every word. And our pal, Roger, here, let that blasted meteor go by without charting its orbit. Heaven help any ship that gets near it.
Learning that Roger's neglect of duty has endangered the space lanes of the Solar Alliance, the crew of the Polaris rockets after the strange and deadly sparkling asteroid to warn all space traffic away. Now, after hours of tension, the boys slowly begin to relax. feeling their job has been done.
Control deck to radar bridge. Check in.
Radar bridge, aye.
Picking up any other ships on your scanners, Roger?
Nope, none for the last hour.
How about the meteor?
Still have it. Hold present speed and distance. I'm keeping us far away from it.
You've plotted the orbit and reported it to spaceport control, haven't you?
No, I guess they've warned all space traffic by now.
No, and I guess we can head back to the academy. But the skipper will sure chew us out for being late.
What are you going to tell him?
Oh, think of something, I guess. Let's worry about that when we land.
Thanks, Tom.
Ah, forget it. Give me a new heading now.
Right. Hey, what's going on down there?
What do you mean?
We're closing in on that meteor fast.
Oh, that's impossible. We haven't changed speed or course.
It's a cinch the meteor hadn't. Better check Astro, quick. Remember what the skipper said about getting too close to that thing.
Stand by. Control deck to power deck. Check in, Astro.
Yeah, Tom. Right here.
Well, what's going on, Astro? Roger reports we're closing in on the meteor. You giving me more power?
Yeah, but I can't help it. The master speed control is jammed.
How did that happen?
Well, that cute little passenger of ours, Jody, he was fooling around down here. Loosened one of the brackets and the control lever slipped out of gear.
Well, can't you fix it?
I'm working on it right now, but it'll take me at least 10 minutes.
Roger, you hear that?
That's too long, Astro. We'll be on top of the meteor in 3 at this rate.
Well, cut your rockets, Astro, all of them.
That won't do any good. Our momentum will carry us along at the same speed.
And we can't turn fast enough with just steering vanes.
Better make up your mind fast, Tom. Those sparks are getting big.
Well, there's only one chance. Astro, set steering vanes hard over to port.
Hard over, right.
Now, stand by forward braking rockets.
Ready? What's going to that do, Tom? We can't turn fast enough.
I think we can if we fire starboard torpedoes. Stand by main battery, Roger.
Okay, all set.
Last nose rockets, Astro.
Here goes!
All right, Roger, get set.
Give me the word, pal, but fast.
Main battery salvo, fire! Now, fellas, just pray as hard as you can. Back to radar bridge. Give me a report, Roger.
We're clear, Tom. The meteor's almost off my scanner.
Wow. Don't want to do that again.
You feel sick or anything?
No. How about you?
Just fine. I guess we cleared it okay. Be right down.
Okay.
All right, Jody. You just get up here and tell Tom what you did.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Honest, I didn't.
Whether you meant it or not, you almost got us into a barrel of trouble. It was Jody, all right, Tom.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself, Jody?
I'm sorry. I was down there and make them believe I was a space cadet, and, oh, golly, I won't ever do it again.
Well, if you're trying to be a space cadet, you ought to be disciplined the way cadets are.
Disciplined?
Yes, Jody, demerits, mess patrol, scrub detail, the work.
I got a better idea. The flat of my hand on the seat of his britches.
Over my dead body, Junior.
Well, that can be arranged, too, Roger.
Don't let him spank me, Roger, don't.
He won't lay a finger on you, kid.
Well, what's come over you, Roger?
Nothing. He's only a kid. He didn't know any better. And he said he was sorry. What more do you want?
Oh, I give up. But from now on, keep him off my power deck.
Don't worry, I will. That hole you're working isn't any good for his health. He might grow up to be like you.
Oh, great. Here we go again.
Hey, teleceiver call.
Uh-oh. I bet it's Captain Strong wondering where we are. Rocket cruiser Polaris, Cadet Corbett here.
This is Captain Strong. What's holding you up, Corbett? You're overdue.
Sorry, sir. We had some mechanical trouble. We're on our way now.
All right, but make it fast. Captain Powers is recovering, and he told us a lot more about that meteor. It must be destroyed as soon as possible. As soon as you land, the Polaris will be outfitted for a new operation. The destruction of the sparkling meteor.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, when the crew of the Polaris rockets toward a deadly trap in part two of The Mystery of the Sparkling Meteor. Tune in same time, same station for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in today's cast are Jan Merlin, Al Markham, Edward Bryce, and Sarah Fussell. Today's program was written by Jack Weinstock and Willie Gilbert, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.